Thursday was World Wetland Day, and CHMA dropped by some of the celebrations put together by Tantramar Climate Change Coordinator Brittany Cormier and Manager of Tourism and Business Development Ron Kelly Spurls.
So we are currently gathered in the Tantramar Wetlands Center, which is an incredible gem that I just learned about recently, but I hope that locals are aware of. This is in Tantramar High School, and we're here to celebrate World Wetlands Day. So this is an internationally celebrated day to think about our wetlands in a different way. And this year's theme, there's a theme every year, is restoration. So I thought for the occasion and for the theme, to stay on theme, it would be really wonderful to bring together some local experts and community leaders in one place. And we're not doing anything too crazy today, but we're just going to talk and see what everyone else is doing, how we can celebrate the amazing work being done here, and if there's any areas that we can collaborate or help uplift different messages or outreach.
And you've got another event on Saturday that's open to families. Do you want to tell me a bit about that?
We do. So I will actually pass this over to Ron.
Ron, what's going on Saturday?
Thank you. It's really informal. We'll be at the Visitor Center, 34 Mallard Drive. And we're going to have some cake, a beautiful cake made by Independent Grocer. And people can come by and get a scavenger hunt sheet. They can go around the park and find a few interesting things and then get little prizes. And we also have a video that we created a couple years ago that's kind of about how marshlands work and how dikes are created and what they do and all that sort of stuff. I think it's about 8 minutes long. So we'll be playing that kind of on a loop over that time period. So people can come and we'll have hot chocolate and cider and get a sheet and go visit the park. Oh, and at 10 o'clock, actually, Brittany's going to give a tour of the waterfront park as well. For anybody who shows up around 10, there'll be a little tour of the park. So it should be fun.
And so it's a bring-your-own-mug kind of situation?
Yes, we encourage everybody to bring their own mug so that we're not reusing, or that we're using reusable things. So, yeah.
Thank you so much for being here. Happy World Wetlands Day! So I know I'm new to the area, and I've just been working in the town since October, and all of the incredible work that's being done here for wetland conservation, biodiversity, wetland restoration. I hope that I know that you guys are all more familiar with it, but I am just so blown away. Everything that I'm trying to soak in here and all the history and all the incredible projects and all the incredible people. It's inspiring. So I just wanted to bring us all together and see if we could share a little bit more about that.
That's a little taste of the goings-on at the Tantramar Wetlands Center yesterday in celebration of World Wetland Day. Representatives from Birds Canada, the New Brunswick Invasive Species Council, Ducks Unlimited, and the Canadian Wildlife Services, as well as staff and volunteers from the Tantramar Wetlands Center, were on hand to talk about some of their projects. And local politicians, including Mayor Andrew Black, Councillors Debbie Wiggins-Caldwell, Bruce Finney, and Michael Tower, were there to listen. World Wetland Day is special for the Tantramar area this year because of the town of Sackville's recent designation as a wetland city by the International Ramsar Convention on Wetlands. Adam Campbell and Nick McClellan were both on hand at Thursday's event. Both are with Ducks Unlimited Canada, and both grew up in Sackville. CHMA asked for their thoughts on the town's new wetland city accreditation.
I just met with the Ramsar Convention yesterday, and we had a webinar, and they asked me about the Sackville Waterfall Park and just what it meant to me. It wasn't until I went to the accreditation that I started to really internalize and think about the influence it has had on me. But my first summer job, I was an interpretive guide on the Waterfall Park. That led to work with Canadian Wildlife Service, and it's been in my life ever since. So it definitely has helped shape me. And you see, Nick and I would spend time out in the wetland seeing what we could catch, all kinds of critters, and bring them back in the lab. So there's no question it influenced my passion for wetlands today. But they asked me yesterday, one of the questions I said is, how do you go about making the most successful restoration? And I think without question, it's you need those ambassadors and champions. And here was a lot of the Canadian Wildlife Service staff. They had the vision for what that could be. And when you can find people that really buy into it and embrace it, creates this mutual accountability so that going forward you're just committed to this project, but then you get this full value of the wetland. We do restorations in the middle of nowhere that are great for habitat. Birds use it and ducks use it and beavers use it, but the community ones where you've got just people out there using it on a regular basis, willing to defend it, willing to do what's right for it, that's where we have our most functional wetlands as far as I'm concerned. And Sackville is a perfect example of that.
Yeah, wetlands have always been part of Sackville growing up here, similar to Adam. It's always been part of my life. I had similar career paths working. I was involved actually here at the high school with the first, as a first student with the as a wetland center here, and I worked a co-op placement with Canadian Wildlife Service and in partnership with Tanchamar, and did some of the monitoring when the restoration out front here was being flooded, and that kind of steered my career path, working for Canadian Wildlife Service and Ducks Unlimited. But growing up in Sackville, I remember the celebration surrounding the wetland, Waterfowl Park, and the Waterfowl Park celebrations that used to occur. So it's always been kind of ingrained within the Sackville community, ducks for logos and ducks for a mascot. So it's always, yeah, it's always just been part of living here.
That was Nick McClellan, and before that, Adam Campbell, both from Ducks Unlimited Canada, speaking with CHMA at a World Wetlands Day event on Thursday. The town has another event open to families happening this Saturday at the Sackville Visitor Information Center starting at 10 a.m. More details are available at sackville.com.